From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And would like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
At RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first headlines. Istiqlal Mosque still holds the slaughtering of sacrificial animals. COVID-19 protocol. The Indonesian Embassy in Addis Ababa do not hold mass Idul Adha prayer with the Indonesian community. Now the news in details. Despite of not holding Idul Adha mass prayer, the Istiqlal Mosque in Jakarta this year still carries out the slaughtering of sacrificial animal while still following the health protocols. This was conveyed by Abu Hurairah, deputy head of Takmir or Workshop Division of the Istiqlal Mosque in Jakarta, to Voice of Indonesia recently. He said, "The process of slaughtering sacrificial animals, which will take place on Saturday, will avoid crowds by limiting no more than 50 people and implementing health protocols. For the distribution of sacrificial meat, Abu Hurairah said it would be carried out by delivering it directly to homes and mosques adjacent to the Istiqlal Mosque. The distribution of the sacrificial meat is inshallah. If we start slaughtering on Saturday at 8 a.m., it means after the Juhur prayer, our sacrificial meat can be distributed. As in the previous years, in the past 4 or 5 years, we no longer distribute coupons to the public, but on the contrary, the committee of the Istiqlal Mosque Sacrifice Committee will deliver the meat to houses, small houses, or mosques, and we prioritize the meat distribution, of course, to the people who live close to the Istiqlal Mosque. Abu Hurairah added, until Wednesday, the number of sacrificial animals received by the Istiqlal Mosque was 18 cows and 11 goats. The sacrificial animals are given by the community, businessmen, and state officials. Idul Adha in Ethiopia falls on Friday. In contrast to last year, this year the Indonesian Embassy Addis Ababa in Ethiopia did not hold mass Idul Adha prayer together at the Indonesian Embassy. Idul Adha prayers will only be held on a limited basis by applying health protocols. This was conveyed by the Indonesian ambassador to Ethiopia, concurrently Djibouti and the African Union, Al-Bushra Basnur, to Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Thursday. However, Al-Bushra Basnur added, he and the staff of the embassy still feel the atmosphere of excitement and solemnity of the Idul Adha holiday.
Tahun ini, kami di KBRI Addis Ababa.
This year, we at the Indonesian Embassy in Addis Ababa do not hold Idul Adha prayers together with the Indonesian community as in the previous years because we have to follow the COVID-19 protocol. In this case, we must obey orders and regulations set by the Ethiopian government. However, we still feel the atmosphere of festivities and solemnities of Idul Adha. We only carried out a limited prayer attended by staffs of the Indonesian Embassy. Ambassador Al-Bushra Basnur said there are currently around 150 Indonesian people in Ethiopia and around 6 people in Djibouti, a country located in northern Ethiopia. The Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry has readied a compensation scheme in the form of reimbursement for exploration costs and incentive for the development of geothermal infrastructure to encourage investment in renewable energy in Indonesia. Taking into account of the high risk and investment in the development of environment-friendly geothermal power plants, the ministry has realized the significance of offering some incentive. It was said by the Ministry Director General of Renewable Energy and Energy Conservation, FX Sujit Jastoto, noted in a statement on Thursday as quoted by Antara. He said that the compensation was aimed at ensuring geothermal energy's price at an affordable level. The ministry projected that the incentive and compensation could press the geothermal energy price lower to some 2.5 or 4 cents per US dollar per kilowatt an hour. A regulation of the scheme will be included in the draft of the presidential decree on renewable energy purchasing by state-owned electricity firm PT PLN. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move on to the international news. Singapore and Malaysia held a ceremony at the Causeway on Thursday to mark the official resumption of the Rapid Transit System RTS Link project. The ceremony was witnessed by Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong and his counterpart, Mr. Muhyiddin Yassin, said in a joint statement issued by Singapore and Malaysia. This was the first time the two leaders met in person since Muhyiddin was appointed in March. Three key agreements necessary to resume the RTS Link project have been successfully concluded, said the statement. This includes an agreement to amend RTS Link bilateral agreement between the governments of Singapore and Malaysia. The statement also said that both sides have discussed and agreed on key changes to the project. Passenger service is targeted to start from end 2026 instead of the original end 2024 schedule. President Donald Trump on Thursday raised the idea of delaying the November 3 U.S. election, an idea immediately rejected by both Democrats and his fellow Republicans in Congress, the sole branch of government with the authority to make such a change. Critics and even Trump's allies dismissed the notion as an unserious attempt to distract from devastating economic news, but some legal experts warned that his repeated attacks could undermine his supporters' faith in the election process. Trump, whose opinions polls show trailing Democratic challengers and former Vice President Joe Biden, said he would not trust the result of an election that included widespread mail voting, a measure that many observers see as a critical given the coronavirus pandemic. Without evidence, he claimed that the mail voting would be rife with fraud. Beijing recently conducted high-intensity naval exercise in the South China Sea, China's defense ministry said on Thursday, as tension grows over the Asian powers' maneuvers in the contested waters. China's expanding military presence in the region has worried several of its neighbors, while the U.S. has vowed to stand up against Beijing territorial claims to much of the South China Sea, including the contested Paracel Islands. Chinese H-6G and H-6J jet bombers carried out high-intensity training and completed day and night training exercise in taking off and landing, long-range assault and attacks on sea target. It was said by Defense Ministry spokesman Ren Guqiang at the virtual press conference on Thursday. The U.S. Space Agency Perseverance robot has left Earth on a mission to try to detect life on Mars. The one-ton six-wheeled rover was launched out of Florida by an Atlas rocket on a path to intercept the red planet in February next year. When it lands, the NASA robot will also gather rock and soil samples to be sent home later this decade. Perseverance in the third mission dispatched to Mars inside 11 days after launches by the United Arab Emirates and China. NASA made this mission one of its absolute priorities when the coronavirus crisis struck, establishing special work practices to ensure Perseverance met its launch deadline. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuga Kusumawati.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary for today entitling the U.S. to withdraw troops from Germany. The United States is scheduled to withdraw nearly 12,000 troops from Germany in what has been described as a strategic repositioning of troops in Europe. Around 6,400 troops will be withdrawn, and the rest will be transferred to other North Atlantic Treaty Organization NATO countries, such as Italy and Belgium. President Donald Trump said on Wednesday that the move was a response to Germany's failure to meet NATO's target related to spending on defense. Trump has long asked that European NATO members provide more defense budget for themselves. According to Trump, NATO members should no longer depend so much on the U.S. to bear the cost of maintaining an alliance. The target agreed by all NATO members on defense spending must reach 2% of GDP by 2024. Germany, along with many other countries, has not met this target. However, U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper gave a different tone when announcing the decision. He said the move was a part of a broader plan to reposition U.S. troops in the region. That step is a major strategic and positive change that will no doubt breach core principles, namely to increase the defense power of the United States and NATO against Russia. The steps will reduce the U.S. military presence in Germany by more than 25%. A squadron of fighter jets will be moved to Italy, while some troops can be moved to Poland. The decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Germany in large numbers turned out to have been criticized not only in Germany, but also from within the U.S. The chair of the German Foreign Affairs Committee said the U.S. decision would weaken the NATO alliance. Meanwhile, there's also bipartisan criticism in Washington. Democratic Senator Jack Reed said the withdrawal of troops was detrimental to interests of the United States itself. Republican Senator Mitt Romney describes the decision as a big mistake and a slap in the face of a friend and ally. Listener, that was commentary for today. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back to Today in History. We start from a story which occurred on July 31, 1944, the death of French writer Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry is a French writer and pilot. He is known for his short novel Le Petit Prince or The Little Prince, which was firstly published in 1943. The work became book number 4 of the most translated in the world, and selected as the French best book of the 20th century. Translated into 250 languages, including Braille, this work of Exupéry became one of the best-selling books in the world. Exupéry was a commercial airplane pilot. Since 1929, he began his writing career. On July 31, 1944, he flew to Borgo in Corsica and was presumed dead in an accident. We turn to a story which occurred on July 31, 1963, was the signing of Manila Accord. The Manila Accord was signed by the Federation of Malaya, the Republic of Indonesia, and the Republic of the Philippines on July 31, 1963. This agreement follows up on a meeting that took place from June 7 to 11, 1963 in Manila. The Manila Accord contains the agreements of the three countries with the wishes of the people of Malaysian state of Sabah and Sarawak to determine their own destiny and will hold free election. And with a history on July 31, 1992, Thai Airways planned International Flight 311 crash. Thai Airways International Flight crashed into a mountain located north of the city of Kathmandu, Nepal on July 31, 1992
and killed 113 passengers and crew. The aircraft departed from Don Mueang International Airport, Bangkok, to Tribhuvan International Airport, Kathmandu, Nepal. Investigations show this accident occurred because of communication errors between the pilot and the air traffic controller officer. Listener, that was Today in History.
Tatapanku terpaku padamu, tersipu malu, tak berani untuk menyapamu, takut tahu kau mengharap padaku dan kau katakan padaku kau merasa kan adanya sesuatu dan bolehkah aku inginku untuk mengenalmu, ku tersenyum mengiyakan maumu dan kau meminta tanganku. Sejak saat itu kau dan aku satu. Semua terlihat lebih indah. Jangan pernah kau tinggalkan aku, karena aku tak mampu tanpamu. Oh, I don't want to. Kau membuatku seakan lupa waktu dan saatku. Berdua hanya bersamamu, takkan mau melepasmu dariku dan kau selamanya denganku. Oh, sejak saat itu kau dan aku satu. Selamanya kau dan aku satu. Oh, setiap kau ada di hadapan. Semua terlihat lebih indah. Jangan pernah kau tinggalkan aku, karena aku tak mampu tanpamu. Oh, I don't want to. Setiap saat kau di hadapanku, semua terlihat lebih indah. Jangan pernah kau tinggalkan aku, karena aku tak mampu tanpamu. Tinggalkan aku, karena aku tak mampu, tak mampu. Oh, I don't want to. Setiap saat kau di hadapanku, semua terlihat lebih indah. Jangan pernah kau tinggalkan aku, karena aku tak mampu, tak mampu.
Well, listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia title: Ministry of Industry promote food and beverage industry to apply 4.0 technology. The Ministry of Industry makes a strategic effort to encourage increasing of competitiveness and productivity of the national food and beverage industry so that they can compete at the global level. One step is to encourage the application of Industry 4.0 technology, both product design or distribution. Director General of Agro Industry of Industry Ministry, Abdul Rahim, in Jakarta Monday, July 27, said that the effort was projected to be able to increase productivity and efficiency in the food and beverage industry sector between 10 and 15%. The implementation of 4.0 technology in the manufacturing sector can save operational costs. Rahim explained, with 4.0 technology, industry players could estimate when is the right time to repair or revitalize their production equipment, while at the same time preventing damage to production equipment that had an impact on the production process. Industry 4.0 technology is also considered to have an important role in increasing factory utilization in the food and beverage sector, especially in the condition of the COVID-19 pandemic. Abdul Rahim said, the implementation of Industry 4.0 technology could be a solution when the factory could not fully operate normally. Moreover, he said that the use of Industry 4.0 technology in the food and beverage sector is currently quite good, and its implementation will continue to be encouraged so that it can optimize growth and produce highly competitive products. Food and beverage industry is one of the leading sectors in supporting manufacturing and national economic growth. Its important role can be seen from its contribution to the gross domestic product GDP of the non-oil and gas industry, which reached 36.4% in the first quarter of 2020. Even during the first half of 2020, the food and beverage industry provided the largest foreign exchange with export of $13.73 billion. Food and beverage industry also dominates the domestic business sector, especially small and medium industries, so that it becomes the foundation for the rotation of the national economy. This industry is targeted to become a leading sector in the Southeast Asian region. That was My Indonesia.
Kamu cuma kamu yang mengisi mimpi. Kamu cuma kamu, otakkan terganti. Kamu cuma kamu, ku tak akan berpaling ke lain hati. Kau satu di setiap nafasku, kau satu-satunya upayaku untuk hidup baru. Tinggalkan semua gelapnya hidupku.
Jimmy. kamu, cuma kamu satu di hati. Cuma kamu, ku takkan berpaling kasih.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. For today's edition, I would like to introduce you Islamic Center Mosque of Samarinda. Muslims celebrate Eid al-Adha or Eid Mubarak 31st of July 2020. It is commemorated as the event of sacrifice, namely when the Prophet Ibrahim, who was willing to sacrifice his son Ismail for Allah. In this holiday, Muslims gather in the morning and perform Eid prayer together. After the Eid prayer, animals such as cows, camels, and goats are slaughtered to conduct Allah's command to the Prophet Ibrahim. At this Eid al-Adha commemoration, we let you know about Islamic Center Mosque of Samarinda in East Kalimantan, which is the second largest mosque in ASEAN after the Istiqlal Mosque in Jakarta. The Islamic Center Mosque, along with a number of other infrastructure projects, was built in 2000. The declaration was done in Bontang, East Kalimantan by President Abdurrahman Wahid or Gus Dur. Moreover, the groundbreaking began on July 5, 2001 by President Megawati Sukarnoputri. Finally, it was inaugurated on June 12, 2010 by President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono. The mosque has front ground of the Mahakam River Bank and the mosque with a main building area of 43,500 square meters has a large tower and dome that stands strongly. Meanwhile, the supporting building area is 7,115 square meters and the basement floor area is 10,235 square meters. This mosque building has seven towers, with the main tower as high as 99 meters, that means Asma'ul Husna, or the 99 names of Allah. Then the main tower consists of a 15-story building with an average height of 6 meters. Meanwhile, there are 33 steps from the ground floor to the main floor. The numbers are deliberately equated with one-third of the number of beds. These six towers also mean six pillars of faith. The foyer of the mosque is decorated with crystal chandeliers and unique wall lamps bearing Arabic calligraphy. The mosque is equipped with elevators and special lanes for people with disabilities to make it easier for them to reach upstairs. The major prayer room displays a soothing impression with the use of granite material on the floor with a light cream color accented with black vertical lines. Listener, that's Indonesian Wonder for today's edition, entitled Islamic Center Mosque of Samarinda. We will meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
Dihempas ke lombang, dilemparkan angin, terkisah, ku bersedih, ku bahagia.
Air mata tak abadi, akan hilang dan berganti. Bila mungkin hidup hampa dirasa, mungkinkah hati merindukan dia? Karena hanya dengannya hati tenang, damai jiwa dan dada. Dan tertakdir menjalani segala kehendakmu ya Rabbi. Ku berserah, ku berpasrah hanya padamu ya Rabbi. Dan tertakdir menjalani segala kehendakmu.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, welcome back to Miss Eleni. Today, we will inform you about Hoshiro Ushiro Robot, made by ITS students to help COVID-19 handling. Stay tuned with us at www.voinews.id. COVID-19 pandemic makes people do various innovations. Competing in the LA12 COVID-19 event, the Cuba team, consisting of 3 students from the Department of Systems and Industrial Engineering, the Department of Biomedical Engineering, and the Department of Physics Engineering, won the first place in creating the robot innovation application. The name of the robot given is Hoshiro Ushiro. Octaviansyah Purwo Brahma Setyo, as the team leader, said that his team wanted to contribute to helping medical staff through their robot creation. Hoshiro, which stands for Hospital Robot System, is a robot system that is devoted to handling COVID-19 in the hospital. Hoshiro has a service function in terms of delivery of food and medicine, checking the physical condition of the patient and the form of body temperature and heart rate, and can be used by patient as a medium of interaction. Meanwhile, Ushiro, which stands for Universal System Robot, is a robot that has a service function for independent quarantine patients. The function of Ushiro's services can be the form of interaction with others, buying or taking food from online text, buy, and matters relating to interaction. Ushiro is also equipped with a treadmill as a robot for road control. Through robot control using this treadmill, patients who do isolation can socialize virtually, so the effect can reduce the patient's stress when he or she is quarantined independently. Ushiro and Ushiro robots have advantages over other robots, which have two functions or two in one. In addition to serving patients, the Hoshiro Ushiro robot can also sterilize themselves and have an automatic door opening system. In terms of design, this robot has large storage box to deliver food, medicine, and others. It can also be used for communication between medical personnel patients, measuring patient temperature, detecting blood pressure and heart rate of patients, as well as being a means of recreational media for patients. That was Miscellany for today. Thanks for listening.
Detik waktu terus berjalan, berhias gelap dan terang. Suka dan duka, tangis dan tawa, tergores bagai lukisan. Seribu mimpi, berjuta sepi, hadir bagai teman sejati. Di antara lelahnya jiwa, dalam resah dan air mata, ku persembahkan kepadamu yang terindah dalam hidupku. Meski ku rapuh dalam langkah, kadang tak setia kepadamu, namun cinta dalam jiwa hanyalah padamu. Maafkanlah bila hati tak sempurna mencintaimu. Dalam dada ku harap hanya dirimu yang bertahta. Oh,
tak sempurna mencintaimu. Dalam dada ku harap hanya dirimu yang bertahan.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice listener.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listeners, in today's segment Music Corner, we are going to present a regional song from Ambon entitled Poco Poco. Poco Poco is a term for a baby that is funny, plump, and adorable. But the creator of the song, Ari Sapulete, uses the term for a Poco Poco, an adorable, beautiful girl. This is Ternate language instead of Manado language, as many people know it. That is because there are similarities between Ternate and Manado languages in a few words. Poco Poco is gymnastics and dance, which is accompanied by a song with the same title of Ari Sapulete's work. At first, the Poco Poco dance and song were only known among Indonesian military and police personnel as a movement for morning gymnastics. Then the Poco Poco dance began to get its place in the heart of the people when TVRI Jakarta Indonesia State Television started broadcasting a program called Dansa Yo Dansa. The dance is also used as competition in national level sports. Love of Indonesian people on this song is marked by the appearance of the song with various versions and genres of music. One of them is the hip-hop genre R&B, which was sung by Indonesian musician Jeff Lau. Here is Jeff Lau with the song Pocho Pocho. Enjoy the song.
Shout out to my people from the east.
From the east.
We gotta teach them how to feast.
How to feast.
Let them know we got this. Oh my opa, tante, om, young and send kids. Malengang pata pata, nganape goyang picha picha, nganape body. Pocho pocho, cuma ngana yang kita cinta, cuma ngana yang kita sayang, cuma ngana suka bikin pusing. Yeah. Bangun pagi-pagi,
pagi,
lalu bikin kopi,
kopi.
Dandan rapi-rapi, lanjut pergi pakai topi.
Yeah.
Mampir toko roti, minta extra topping. Ingin ku bernyanyi semerdu suara Om Yopi. Mari bergabung dalam barisan. Absen satu-satu kayak lagi arisan. Pastikan kamu bisa ikut ketukan. Gayanya bebas santai, kita yang menentukan. Ya, ini pojo-pojo, bukan Macarena. Di toko-toko ini pasti lebih enak. Rame-rame bisa, solo juga bisa. Bikin pecah kaya lagi pasti di Ibiza. Balenggang patah-patah, nganape goyang picha-picha, nganape body. Pocho-pocho, cuma ngana yang kita cinta, cuma ngana yang kita sayang, cuma ngana suka bikin pusing. Harga boleh naik, hidup tetap baik. Bukan soal nasib tapi hasil biar like. Berjuang dengan mic, tiap hari siap fight. Jogger gue udah skinny but rimaku lebih tight. From the AM to the PM, ain't no stopping, carpe diem. Always on the move, we pump it out. Myocardium, coming with my tsunami. Go ahead, subpoena me. I'll be in my pyramid and cooking my artillery. Ini pocho pocho, bukan Macarena. Cek di toko-toko ini pasti lebih enak. Rame-rame bisa, solo juga bisa. Bikin pecah kaya lagi pasti di Ibiza. Balenggang patah-patah, nganape goyang picha-picha, nganape body. Pocho-pocho, cuma ngana yang kita cinta, cuma ngana yang kita sayang, cuma ngana suka bikin pusing. And in the nick of time, I'm gonna make you mine. Let's just make this the best dance of our life. And in the nick of time, I'm gonna make you mine. Let's just make this the best dance of our life. Ya, ini pocho pocho, bukan Macarena. Cek di toko-toko ini pasti lebih enak. Rame-rame bisa, solo juga bisa. Bikin pecah kaya lagi pasti di Ibiza. Balenggang patah-patah, nganape goyang picha-picha, nganape body. Pocho-pocho, cuma ngana yang kita cinta, cuma ngana yang kita sayang, cuma ngana suka bikin pusing.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kau takkan percaya
Voice of Indonesia.
We end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.